With me in the studio tonight is the board president of the Cincinnati Men's Chorus, Tom Crawford. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Tom.
Thank you very much. Good to be here as always.
The Cincinnati Men's Chorus has two concerts coming up in April. That's April 2nd and 3rd, called Our Family Tree. Tell us all about this special concert.
This is our 25th anniversary season, and this concert we're actually billing as our official 25th anniversary concert. And it's called Our Family Tree because we sort of reach back to the past to get some of our favorite songs that we've sung, and also sort of looking to the future as well. So we're bringing back our past conductors, which is very exciting, and they've each picked a song that is meaningful to them that they're going to conduct. We're inviting back all of our alumni who have sung with us in the past, if they care to join us. And we're also going to be joined on stage with Muse, Cincinnati's women's choir. And they're very instrumental to us because were it not for Muse, we may not be here today because they were there when we first started and sort of gave us a boost.
How many singers do you think you're going to have on stage?
Well, just with the current roster right now, we have about 65 singers, and we're not sure how many alumni are going to take to the stage. We are doing We Are Family by Sister Sledge, which is a very fun piece. And so during that piece, we're going to invite anyone who's sung with us before to come up on stage. So hopefully it'll be a large number.
What are some of the other songs that are going to be in the program?
It's a real big mix. We're doing some Broadway pieces, as always. We always do Boys and Girls Like You and Me from State Fair, which is very meaningful to us, you know, as we talk about the GLBTQ community. And those of us in the chorus who have sort of gone before and sort of blazed the trail for GLBT equality, and now we're passing that on to the younger folks so they can take what we've done and move forward. We're doing a wonderful, beautiful piece called I Shall Miss Loving You, which is a tribute to all of our former members who have gone before us and have passed away. And then The Awakening, which is a very poignant piece that former director Patrick Coyle is going to be directing. It's one we've done a few times. It's just a wonderful piece.
Where's the performances going to be?
They're going to be at Christ Church Cathedral, as you mentioned, on April 2nd, and that time is 8 p.m., and then April 3rd is at 2 p.m. And because this is a very special concert, we've paired up with some other organizations to do some special things. We're bringing in the AIDS Memorial Quilt, and that's been many years since that's been in here in Cincinnati, and that's going to be on display at Christ Church from Wednesday, March 30th through Sunday, April 3rd. Four panels of that, and all of them have special meaning and somehow touch on Cincinnati. We also are pairing up with Caracole and Christ Church to do a panel discussion on the present status of HIV and AIDS in Cincinnati. This is part of Christ Church's Community Issues Forum. That's going to be on Thursday, March 31st at noon. They're going to have legal, medical, and social aspects all covered, and that's open to the public. Anyone is welcome to attend that. And as the quilt reminds us of where we have been relative to HIV and AIDS, the panel discussion sort of tells us where we are and where we're going with regard to that. And then the last thing, Caracole, they're going to provide free and confidential HIV testing at Christ Church on March 31st and April 1st as well. And so there'll be people available to discuss prevention and treatment options. So there's a lot we're doing surrounding this concert, and we're very, very proud to be part of that.
So is there anything else going on with this concert?
Well, as part of our season, we do have our major fundraiser going on, and that is a raffle to Menorca, which is an island off the coast of Spain. It's 2 weeks, and some of our supporters have been gracious enough to donate the accommodation. So it's a great opportunity to take a little vacation, and tickets are very reasonable, and you can find more information about that at our website.
So that's the Cincinnati Men's Chorus's spring concerts, and it's a 25th anniversary season. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I've been speaking with Tom Crawford, who is the president of the board of Cincinnati Men's Chorus. You can find more information about these two concerts, which will be at Christ Church Cathedral on Saturday evening, April 2nd at 8 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon, April 3rd at 2 o'clock. For more information about these shows and tickets, please visit our website, wbxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.